Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Kenneth Copeland and his special guest, Dr. Morris Cerullo, show you from Scripture that as you believe, you will receive. This is the season to receive your healing miracle. Here's Kenneth.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Father, thank you today. We worship you.
Yes.
We open our hearts. We open our minds to receive revelation from heaven about Jesus, and then about Jesus, and then more about Jesus. Oh, my. Thank you for manifesting yourself on this broadcast. Thank you for healing everyone in the sound of our voices today. And we praise you. And we bless you, and we give you all
Amen.
The praise and the worship.
Amen.
All of it.
Amen.
And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you join me again today in welcoming Dr. Morris Cerullo to this broadcast?
Thank you so much.
Oh,
what
man.
A joy it has been to be here for several times on the broadcast with you, Kenneth. The most that I want to thank God for is the unusual presence of God that is here. You can feel it, you can sense it, and you know God is not only here, but He's right there with
yes,
all
sir.
Of your viewers.
Yes, sir.
He's a spirit. And like you said, today is their day.
Yes.
For God to do something wonderful,
Absolutely.
Special for them.
Oh, and you said yesterday, this is the season.
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
It's the season for it. And you know, if you go out, I don't know of anything in the whole realm of fruit or fruit trees that's any harder than a green peach.
Oh,
they're like little bullets. They're just hard as rocks. But if you wait until the season,
right.
that when it's the season, they begin to be soft
and tender,
and they smell good. And you just touch them, and they come off of the tree. This is the season.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I'll tell you.
And there's another season that we're in. We're in a season of incredible prophetic utterances.
I believe that with all my heart.
And you know, one of my favorite scriptures in all the Bible is Amos 3:7.
Yes.
God
Hallelujah.
Will do nothing.
Yes, sir.
Except He first reveals His secrets to His servants, the prophets. You and I, we hear the thus saith the Lord before He does it. Because the only way God can get glory is if He speaks something first, then it comes to pass.
Amen. Well, in Matthew 8:17, in fact, mm-hmm. let's just turn over.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Matthew 8:17. He, being Jesus, healed their sick, when evening was come, they brought unto Him many that were possessed with devils. That's 16th verse. He cast out the spirits with His word and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Now, what you just said, there's nothing to bring to pass until it's spoken.
Right.
Now, of course, that's true in a prophet's ministry, but, MC, it's true in every Christian's life. Because Jesus, all the way through the New Testament, it says, if you believe that God raised Jesus from the dead, and you confess Him as Lord, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth, but with confession is with the mouth.
Confession
is made unto salvation. It doesn't come to pass until it's spoken.
No, and the miracle of salvation doesn't come to pass until
it's
spoken.
The biggest miracle there is.
Amen.
That's the big one.
Yes.
Amen. So just realize right now that how vitally important it is for you to say it.
Amen.
I believe it in my heart and I say it with my mouth. I am healed by the stripes of Jesus.
But you know, Ken, I'm not going to play the devil's advocate because I love you so much. I was dying. We showed this miracle a little bit yesterday's program. I was dying, and I never asked God to heal me, but you and millions of people around the world were praying. How do you figure that out?
Well,
I didn't confess it.
Now there and two.
Destiny.
If you hadn't, you'd be in heaven right now. I'm telling you, it's not based on how young we are, how old we are.
Yeah.
It's not based on how long we've been in the ministry.
Right.
It's not based on all the years that I obeyed Him up to now. It's based on what I obey Him in right now.
Absolutely.
There's something here that's on my heart that I want to talk about that. Now, those of you that, in fact, let me show the picture of what Dr. Cirillo's talking about here. This was his leg back in May.
Yes.
And what's the name of that disease?
Vasculitis.
And it's bad.
It's incurable. They can look it up in their internet. It's incurable. You can't medicate it.
And your leg was completely paralyzed.
Completely paralyzed.
And you were at the point of death more than once.
Several times.
In this thing. But then, as Dr. Shrula said just a moment ago, he didn't ask God to heal him because actually he didn't want Him to heal him. He wanted to come to heaven.
Yes.
He'd been doing this for 70 years and he's tired and he didn't want to do it anymore. Now, let's go over to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Now, this is going to take a little bit different turn from this scripture than what we normally do in our church services when we receive communion and so forth. But I want you to see this. In verse 23, 1 Corinthians 11:23, for I received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which He was betrayed, took bread. When He had given thanks, He broke it and said, take, eat, this is My body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of Me. After the same manner also He took the cup, and when He had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in My blood. This you do as often as you drink it in remembrance of Me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till He come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eats and drinks unworthily eateth and drinketh condemnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. If we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we're judged, we're chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Now, people think about, well, if I take this cup of sin in my life and so forth. Mm-hmm. And of course, that's this is talking about that. Mm-hmm. But it puts the spotlight on discerning the Lord's body.
Yes.
This body. Mm. You remember the apostle Jesus said to Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? He didn't say, why do you persecute my people? Mm-hmm. He said, you're persecuting me. Mm-hmm. Then in another place, they said, when were you in prison and we didn't come see you? He said, if you've done it to the least of one of these, my brethren, you've done it to me. Now, you get over into the love walk and so forth. When someone says something about somebody else and this and that and other, they're not persecuting that person, they're persecuting Jesus. Mm-hmm. But now, let's talk about another angle of this. You wanted to go to heaven.
Yeah.
But the body of Christ still needs you. Yeah. And in that, you were tired. You felt like, I've done this as long as I need to be doing this. It's time for me to go home. And you were feeling that way before that ever came up on your leg. So it was getting where, well, during this time, and I've done the same thing. I'm shining this light on me, because if I'd have been rightly discerning the body of Christ, I'd have been ORU that first year instead of waiting 3.5 years before I showed up. And a lot of other things that I've fouled up and screwed up that if I'd have had the body of Christ on my mind instead of my own self, I'd have done differently. But thank God I repented. And
good thought. Yeah. Very good thought. But good revelation.
Think about this also. Yeah. I've noticed, he said, because of this, there are many sickly and many have died or died prematurely because of these things. I've noticed people that should have gone on into the prophet's ministry and wouldn't do it, and that kind of thing. And not live out the life, their life like they should have. But anyway, let's bring it back to home here between us and so forth. Not rightly discerning the body of Christ here. And like we said, don't anybody misunderstand what I'm saying here. This man, his reward, just magnificent. It would not have entered into that category. No, he's already done 70 years and preached on every continent of the earth and brought millions of people into the ministry himself and trained them all over the world. But this moment of not discerning the Lord's body, but thinking about your own body, has set you up. Yeah. And the devil's doing his best to accommodate you and see that you went to heaven just as soon as he could get you out of the way. Because you're a terrible. You're terrible on him. You've been knocking him in the head for over 70 years. But things changed, didn't they?
You know, the only way that I can explain it, I could have easily prayed, Lord, heal me. And the driving force in my spirit that didn't allow me to move over into that manifestation was, I loved him. I loved him so much that while I was going through this, I never asked him why. Many are called, but few are chosen. It reminds me of the time when I was in the Jewish Orthodox orphanage. You know, my mother was an Orthodox Jew. My father was a drunkard. My mother died when I was 2. There were 5 of us in the family. I was the baby. And because my mother was Jewish, Orthodox, the state took over our family and decided, these are all going to be raised Jews. So I was put in a Jewish Orthodox orphanage. The Daughters of Miriam in Clifton, New Jersey. And I went to Hebrew school. I carried the Torah. I was bar mitzvahed when I was 13 years of age. And shortly after that, God sends a nurse to get a job in the orphanage. She's there for over a year. I'm just gonna cut this as quickly as I possibly can. She's there for a year. She says, one day she's dropping on her knees. She's a Baptist lady. She doesn't have the gift of tongues. She doesn't have the Holy Spirit as we know it. But she's called of God to come to that orphanage. She drops on her knees and she cries, God, I've been here for a year, but I don't know why you haven't given me the opportunity to witness to one soul. That was also an age-old home for the aged, as well as for orphans. Mm-hmm. So God speaks to this Baptist, says, get up. She gets up. God says, go to the window. She goes to the window. And God says, what do you see? She says, I don't see anything. God said, look again. She looked again. And there was a little boy walking up the driveway. 13 years of age. And God said, what do you see? She says, I see a little boy. God said, don't you ever say just a little boy. I have sent you here to bring that little boy, the Messiah.
My, 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 my.
And God said, I see something in that boy. I will use it for my honor and for my glory.
Praise God.
So this has been the experiences of my life. You know, it can be wrapped up in many are called, few are chosen. And so, serving him for 70 years, I gave him my life, my wife, I gave him my children.
Yeah.
I was gone for long periods of time. I just loved him, and I wanted to see him.
You wanted to go.
Yeah.
You just wanted to go.
It wasn't a struggle of faith. It had nothing to do with, you know, sitting yourself, you know, going through all the things that we should do. Mm-hmm. to receive the blessings and the promises and inherit the promises of God? It's a mystery. I cannot explain it. But it's like you said, He had something else for me to do.
Yes, sir.
One of these days, you and I'll talk about that, because it has to do with your ministry and the great ministry God has given to you.
Praise God.
The Legacy Center.
Oh, yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. But when you made that turn, man, the paralysis disappeared.
I tell you.
And that thing healed up, all new skin, like baby skin there. And now there's not even any scar there anymore. I mean, it's just so healed up
and flesh grew.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
God. Isn't that wonderful?
Flesh grew.
Amen.
Covered up that hole.
That is so wonderful. And it's right there for you right now.
Amen.
It's the same God. It is the same calling.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes, Brother Copeland. But now you see Dr. Cerullo, he's an apostle. He's a prophet. Well, that doesn't have anything to do with it.
That's right.
No.
It's God. It's Jesus. It's the price that was paid.
And you're a believer.
Amen.
A believer. And we're believers.
Amen.
And the believer shall lay hands on the sick and they shall cover. It's not because of our callings and so forth that this thing takes the place. The Apostle Peter said, it's not by my holiness or my calling this man makes strong. It's faith in the name of Jesus that raised him up before
Hallelujah.
You all. And it's faith in the name of Jesus that's
Hallelujah.
Raising you up right now in Jesus' name. So begin to praise Him and give Him glory. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we praise you. And we thank you for manifesting yourself today. All over this earth, from the top of it to the bottom and all the way around it in Jesus' name. Receive your healing right now.
Amen.
Take it right now. Just say, it's mine. I receive it. Jesus bought it and paid for it and gave it to me, and I take it. Hallelujah. Thank you for it. Whoa.
Oh my God.
We're out of time. Brother Morris and I will be back in just a moment.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And remember, Jesus is Lord.